Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We will both be in Michigan Stadium tomorrow afternoon. I'd say right about now, Scott, will be somewhere in the third quarter of this game. Maybe close to the end of the third quarter. We'll have a lot better idea of who's right and who's wrong. A lot of banter going back and forth. And normally, one side or the other, usually Michigan State, has been a little bit more docile and feeling pretty good about themselves right now. So there's been a lot of back and forth talk. Want to welcome in our next guest. And he is a guy who has been a longtime listener and caller to the Jack and Tom show. And before that, same show by a different name at a different station. And he has seen 55 of these Michigan State-Michigan clashes. And that is Jim Van Acker of East Lansing. Hello, Jim.
Well, good afternoon, Jack. How are you?
Just fine. 55 of these games. You remember the first one?
Absolutely. I think it was, sometimes the years get a little foggy, but I think it was 1951 and Michigan State won 25-0. Biggie was the coach, and my dad kept pointing to this one guy, watch him, and it was Don Coleman that was on that team. So,
pretty good guy to watch, a member of the National Football Foundation and College Football Hall of Fame. So, he was one tremendous lineman, and they still show some of those blocks. The great Fritz Kreisler talked about Don Coleman being the best lineman ever to play in Michigan Stadium at that point. And he wasn't the biggest guy, but he sure hit you.
Certainly was. He was 175 or 80 pounds or something like that. It wasn't very much.
Do you know the story about how Don Coleman got to Michigan State?
Well, I did. I don't know if it's the same story that you have, but I've heard it from Joe Falls a number of times. And Joe Falls, actually Don Coleman's father, I think, was like a shoeshine type the job, and conversations with Joe Falls, and he kept telling him he had a son that was pretty good, and I don't know remember the whole sequence of events, but it led up to Don Coleman coming to Michigan State.
Yeah, and the funny part was, you remember Bob Reynolds?
Yes, oh,
legendary broadcaster.
Yes.
Yeah, and he and Biggie Munn were very good friends, and he actually picked up Don Coleman from Flint and brought him to campus. Today, that would certainly be frowned upon, but brought him in here, and that's when Biggie Munn convinced him he should be a Spartan, or he convinced Biggie Munn, I'm not sure which, but somehow it all worked out. So
Bob Reynolds was, in my opinion, the best play-by-play man I think I've ever heard in football.
Yeah, he really made you feel you were there with those radio broadcasts.
We got somehow I got introduced to him when I was involved in business, and he invited myself and my son, who was probably about 10 years old at the time, to sit in the booth with them for a game. And what a marvelous experience that was. It happened to be a nationally televised game with North Carolina State and coached by Lou Holtz that day. So,
well, we talked about the 55 games, and I guess that leads to the logical conclusion that tomorrow would be number 56, but somewhere between here and Michigan Stadium, there was a little problem. Can you tell us about that?
Well, yeah, actually, I haven't missed a game since I think the first year of George Perlis's regime, which we got beat pretty badly, and we had a customer who, imagine this, planned his wedding for that day, and it was one of those things you just couldn't get out of, so I didn't. But that was the last time I missed one. But
you kept him as a customer despite that lack of judgment?
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. And we've been managing to go ever since, actually only one time have I ever actually gone down there and bought a ticket out front. Usually I'd go on the Dream Trailways or when the games were here. Obviously that was not a problem with season tickets, but this particular year I thought we were in order with Dean Trailways, and they were saying, yeah, we'll get our allotment, you should be okay. And then yesterday we get this call that said, sorry, but doesn't look like you made it. So
wow,
very disappointed.
Yeah.
And We're wanting to go down there tomorrow, and I'm not in the mood to spend some of the prices you hear on television.
$400 a ticket, Jim.
Oh, and more, you know. But taking some of the advice that you gave me the other day about waiting closer to kickoff time, you know, maybe we'll do all right. I don't know. I guess if that doesn't work, then it's into a sports bar someplace to watch the game. So,
you know, we should also remind people that Jim Van Acker was a Michigan State super fan who had the heart attack at Breslin Center, and with some intervention from a doctor who happened to be there of the University of Minnesota, I believe, and help save your life, and now you sound great. Fantastic.
Well, I'll tell you, he didn't only help save it, he saved it.
He saved it.
Without it, with 25 minutes of CPR, I don't know how you ever repay somebody like that.
Well, I think you've repaid a lot of people with the way you've conducted yourself over the years, and of all the Michigan State fans I know, and, you know, everyone gets under someone's skin. I've even gotten under Tom Crawford's skin once or twice.
Well, I think there's a little bit of effort both ways there.
But I don't know anybody who had a bad thing to say about Jim Van Acker. And after 55 years of Michigan State games, it sure would be great if there was a way to get number 56. And maybe somebody out there will figure out that they have a pair of tickets left, and then they can do something about that. You haven't given up hope, right?
I haven't given up hope, and even to the point of going to go down there tomorrow and see what we can do. So,
all right. You've lived in this community how long?
Eight and a half years, roughly.
All right. And before that, you lived?
We lived in the Detroit area. I actually grew up in Rochester. Our arch rival when I played sports was where you taught, Lapeer.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
But we lived in Royal Oak for about 20 years.
All right. Well, you've probably been very familiar with the MSU Alumni Association and all the programs that they have, and stayed in touch with the university even when you haven't lived here, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, very much so. I was very blessed to have been the recipient of the first Oakland County MSU Alumni Scholarship in 1957. So. Many moons ago.
Maybe it's appropriate, Jim. We don't take a lot of calls from just callers on this show the way we do on Saturday morning, but we have a caller on the line now, and this would be Lori from East Lansing. Lori, this isn't Lori Robeson from the MSU Alumni Association, is it?
It sure is, Jack. How are you?
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, it's funny. You're talking with Jim, and he was a recipient of Oakland County Alumni Association Scholarship back many years ago, but you've got a little something for him.
We do, Mr. Van Acker. We are happy to repay your loyalty and love of MSU by presenting you with two tickets to the MSU-Michigan game tomorrow.
Wow. Do I break up over the phone?
We hope that you'll take the time to stop by our tailgate tent when you're on the Michigan campus. Which will be open from 12:30 to 2:30.
Is that the tent where they have the luncheon and so forth?
That's right. I don't know specifically what they've got going on, but you're invited to meet, outside under a tent on the University of Michigan golf course, which is located at 1000 South State Street, south of the clubhouse.
Wonderful.
And just stop by and say hello to our Alumni Association folks. We'll be staffing that that tent.
Is that where he should pick up the tickets too, Lori?
Do you want
him to make arrangements so I can put the two of you together off the air and he can pick them up before he leaves or whatever?
Why don't we do it off air? Because I have a feeling I'm going to miss the staff on their way out this evening.
I gotcha. Okay, well, we will put the two of you together. And then, Jim, I'm sure you'll have a great time tomorrow. Look forward to that. And it should be a great day. I'm glad this has all worked out for everyone.
Thank you so much.
The Dean Trailways people, I want to say, do a tremendous job.
Yeah, they surely do. We've gone a number of times and have truly enjoyed our journeys with them. It's been just great.
They cannot control sometimes how many tickets they get. Sometimes their allotment changes, especially something like this where tickets are in such great demand. But, Lori, we really appreciate you and the Alumni Association stepping forth and trying to make this right.
Well, we appreciate very much the loyalty of our alumni, and happy to do this, and go green.
Thank you, Lori. That's Lori Robeson of the MSU Alumni Association. Jim, before we let you go, we have a packed show planned tomorrow. I don't know how many callers we're going to get to, try to get to as many as we can. So we're asking everyone today for a prediction on tomorrow's game. I want you to give us a score and a star of the game.
Well, I'll tell you this. I listened to George Perlis predict Michigan State winning over Wisconsin by 10 points. In case anyone hadn't noticed, he was dead nuts on that one. So I'm going to stick with George on this one, who says Michigan State's going to win pretty big. So I'm going to say Michigan State 35-21.
35-21. You know, that score sounds familiar.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago down there.
That is a score from 2 years ago.
Yep.
And on tomorrow morning's show, we're going to be chatting with Blair White, who caught the first touchdown in that game, a 69-yarder on the first series.
That's so well.
He just pulled away and said, gee, I didn't realize that guy was that fast, but nobody could catch him. So, Jim, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Congratulations on Michigan State, Michigan game number 56, and we'll talk to you afterwards.
Oh, thanks again so much.
All right.